Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
City Police in this morning. We're going to talk about healthy relationships with a couple of detectives who have a lot of experience dealing with various situations that they encounter, and looking forward to this morning. Detective Tabitha Merrill is here this morning for the first time. Detective Merrill, it's great to have you here. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
And Lieutenant Rashawn Coles is back here this morning. Lieutenant, it's good to have you here too to talk about things.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good to have you back. Boy, this is it's February, Detective Merrill, and we talk about Valentine's Day and relationships and unfortunately, you see the other side of things. But because of that, I think that you both have some really good insights on how to deal with things. Because unfortunately, you do sort of see the worst of the worst sometimes.
We do. We see the good and the bad and the ugly.
when you think about it, so often I think as parents, sometimes we kind of drop the ball as far as just talking to our kids about what relationships, both boys and girls, about what relationships should look like.
Right, and that is true. It's very important to be open and honest with your children, and to give them examples of what a good, healthy relationship looks like. If you're not living that sort of relationship at home with your significant other, that can be difficult because then your child may mimic those types of relationships. So it's really good just to let them know that you're there, let them come to you and talk to you, and really just listen. Listen to what your young adult has to say about what's going on in their life, because if you try and control the situation, that can become difficult for them. So listen, explain to them what a healthy relationship looks like, what it's like to be threatened, or even bullying can come into it. The importance of not taking pictures and sending them. It's just really educating your children, because I've learned in my job, sometimes parents are scared to talk about it because they feel like if they talk about it with their children, then it may actually happen. Whereas not talking about it is detrimental to the children, because they really need to know what it's like to be in an unhealthy relationship and how you should be treated just as a human being in general.
But and the mimicking is really important in how we live. I mean, I remember when one of my kids was taking driver's ed, and we come up to a stop sign, and he just kind of rolls and then goes through. And so I'm like, you need to come to a stop there. And he's like, well, I was just doing what you do. And it's all of a sudden, it's just like, whoa. And those kind of things in how you live day in and day out, and how you treat your spouse and things like that, that kind of stuff's important.
It's true, and it starts at a very young age. I mean, I have a five-year-old, and it's simple as, well, can I have a piece of candy before dinner? And I'm like, no, son, wait until after dinner. But mommy, you just did.
Yeah.
Like, well, then I have to think about those things.
You do.
It's little things. They see everything, and young adults especially. They see how you're acting and how you're treating others, so it's important for you to explain to them the right way to be in a relationship.
Well, in the end, when you talk about, you know, a second ago, we're talking about, you know, the parents not wanting to talk about it. I mean, sometimes you just feel like, you know, I figured it out, they'll figure it out.
Right. I think that is a really bad approach to the situation, because talking about it is so important, because it allows your child to know that it is okay to speak to you. It gives them permission to come to you and talk, because they may not have anyone else, or maybe they're feuding with a friend, or they feel like they can't speak to someone at school. So you really need to be there in case they want to speak with you, and just letting them know, I'm here. I'm here to listen, and just being there for them.
I remember my kids saying to me several times, especially my oldest daughter would say, you don't understand. I mean, things are way different than what you experienced. And having then seen as my kids went through school, and seeing what it was like and what things were like, it is different.
It is. It is very different now. There's a lot of pressure on both males and females to to become sexually active, to send pictures, things like that. So I would say if a young teen approaches you and says, you don't know what I'm going through, well, tell me, what are you going through? And have them explain to you so that you're not, well, yes, I do. Don't become argumentative. Let them talk. Well, tell me what you're going through so I can better understand. And then you all can together come up with ideas. It's really important to let them talk and let them come to a solution, because that's part of growing up. Obviously, if it's something that they're in danger and you need to take it to the next level, then you can do that. But really let them come to their own conclusions and let them know that it's okay to take charge and just to talk to you about it.
If there are situations, and as a parent, and you hear something, you always want to protect your kids. But if you are alarmed at something, it's probably not a bad idea to contact city police and just say, should I be concerned about this?
Absolutely. There are a lot of resources, especially in Fredericksburg. So even if a child or an adult in that manner or a parent doesn't want to speak to law enforcement, we have resources such as Empower House, which focus on domestic violence, and they provide shelters, and they are really good about talking to teens and children about safe dating as well. And then we have ARCASA, which is the Rappahannock Council Against Sexual Assault, who obviously focus on sexual assault victims. And those are hotlines that you can call. They're confidential. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are mandated reporters, but that's only in cases of child abuse, elder abuse, or self-harm. So those are confidential outlets that you can reach out to. And then we have hotlines, national hotlines, that you can also do, domestic violence national hotline, and sexual assault hotlines as well. So yes, police are always here. I always am open to giving people my information, but understand that we're mandated reporters too. So if it's something dangerous, we have to step in.
Yeah.
But there are many hotlines where you can just talk and speak in confidentiality.
And like you say, Empower House here is a great resource.
Absolutely.
For what they do. But I'm sure that there are situations that you have to deal with it's hard not to take some things home sometimes because of what you see or situations you're dealing with.
Absolutely. It is hard, especially having a five-year-old, because I think, oh my goodness, he's going to be going through this sooner than later. And I also am a forensic interviewer, so I speak to young children and young adults about abuse. And that is difficult, but it's very rewarding at the same time.
Yeah, at the same time, you sometimes do take that home. But boy, the feeling that you all must have.
Absolutely.
In any situation when you know that you've really helped and saved someone.
Yes.
Detective Tabitha Merrill is here. Lieutenant Rashawn Coles is here. We're talking about relationships this morning. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
City Police in this morning. Lieutenant Rashawn Coles, Detective Tabitha Merrill here. We're talking about signs of unhealthy relationships and just how to create good relationships this morning. Good stuff. Detective Merrill, when we talk about teens and... unfortunately, sometimes they don't come to us. Are there signs that we can look for, or kind of signs that you start seeing some things as a parent or a relative or a friend even, that you start to think, huh, I wonder if there's something going on there?
Absolutely. I think that, one, it starts with just knowing your teen or your young adult or even your child in that matter and their normal behaviors. Because if something is going on in their life that's not good or that maybe they don't want to talk about, they may stop doing those normal behaviors, such as if a young girl loves field hockey and that's her life, you know, she loves field hockey and suddenly she doesn't want to do it any longer and maybe she quits, that could be a red flag that something's going on. Maybe they don't talk to family as much. Social media, cell phones are really important. Maybe they're always on their phone. They're staying in their room. They're not talking. They're just secluded. That is a big sign that, hey, maybe I should just ask, is everything okay? It's important, too, not to be too pushy, because sometimes it just takes a while for people and young adults in general to want to talk about it because they're trying to figure things out in their head as well. So there's absolutely signs, and most important is just to know your child in the beginning, what their normal routine is, and look at if things are changing.
Boy, cell phones are something that they've taken over all of our lives. And again, when you talk too about modeling, as parents, we need to sort of model that of say, you know, don't be on your phone all the time. And yet, you know, that's all as an adult that we sometimes do.
Absolutely. And that's something I actually have to actively tell myself when I come home, put my work phone down,
yeah,
you know, stop the texting and let's sit down and play a board game, you know.
Yeah.
And my son wants to play on the tablet and I see that he gets that from me and from my husband as well. So it is really important to take that time. A lot of my coworkers at work actually do this, like Friday is like family fun night and board night. So it's really like it's a really good idea just to sit back, put your phone away for a little while and spend a couple hours just talking to your child, playing, doing homework together and just, you know, getting to know them, because so much happens at school and when they're off to college, even when they're an adult, it's good to stay involved in their life so that they know that they have someone to speak to.
And we could go on and on about, because you mentioned, or, you know, just about the kinds of things that you post on social media.
Yes.
And again, that's an adult thing, too, that
there's
sometimes just too much stuff out there.
Absolutely. And dating apps weren't really big when I was a teen, but they have blown up. There's so many that, you know, even when I take reports, sometimes I'm like, what is that app? I haven't heard of it, you know?
Yeah.
And I have to Google it to try and figure out what it is. But that's the new thing. I mean, people are meeting each other behind phones, texting, apps, Facebook, different social media. So it's really important to remember to be safe. You know, me doing this job, I think of it as common sense, but young adults, I mean, that's where they started. They don't know how to pick up the phone and speak to anyone anymore. They want to do everything behind the comfort of their phone or a computer screen. So it's important to explain to your young adult that don't post pictures that you don't want the whole world to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, people can copy those. They can save it. They can send it out. Don't put your birth date online because anyone can get it. Phone numbers, your address. When you're going away for vacation is another thing. Don't post that because what does that mean? It means you and your family are out of your home and someone could come there. It's just really important to think about those things. And I know that when I first got Facebook, I didn't think about it. I put where I work. And, you know, maybe I don't want the whole world to know that I'm working as a police officer or
right.
something like that, or that I'm out on vacation, or maybe that I have a child, because there are some people that could want to do you harm. So it's really important just to think about those things. As far as dating apps, I mean, that's where a lot of majority of people meet their significant other, is, you know, behind a dating app. And just remember, I can be whoever I want to be on the computer.
Yeah.
You know, I could be, you know, this 20-year-old model, and really you meet me in person, you're like, that's not what you're telling me about. Like, I can advertise whatever I want and you don't know. So just keep an open mind and know that it's really important to get to know someone before you meet them.
No, it's Facebook is notorious for, especially at the holidays. Everybody's holidays is wonderful, and you're looking at that and thinking, man, all we did is argue.
Yes.
And you know, what you're on social media. You're right. I mean, you've got it all together on social media.
Absolutely. Your life looks perfect on social media, and really you could be falling apart. So it's just really important to know that, you know, who you're talking to may not have good intentions. They may not be who they say they are. So it's important to take that time to get to know that person, especially before you meet them. And if you do, you know, you may think that I'm paranoid, but a safety plan of life, like, you always have to have a safety plan. So let a good friend know that you're planning on meeting someone for the first time, or mm-hmm. let a parent know, and meet in public places. A lot of it is common sense. Drive yourself and drive yourself home. Always have an out when you're going out on a date or something like that. And make sure, you know, sometimes when we're on apps, people want to see pictures of you. Again, going back to that, make sure the picture that you send them is something that you wouldn't mind the whole world seeing, because you just have to assume that they could share it with anyone.
One of the things we're talking about, teens, and this really transcends. This is really all ages.
When
you think about it, one of the things when Kathy Anderson and Empower House have done a bunch of shows, and they always talk about the fact that when you start putting love into the equation, some of the people that can have high power jobs and seem to be all together make some decisions that, you know, when you're on the outside looking in, you're just so confused at why they would believe and go for certain things. And I guess it's even more so with kids who may not have experience.
Right. And I think that's also hard too as a parent looking in, because we want to so badly say, love, you're not in love. You know, you're 15, you're
yeah.
going to fall in love 10 times or more. So, but it's really good as a parent too to also be open to what their feelings are. If they believe they're in love, it's because they truly believe they're in love. They're learning what it means to love and to care and have all of these different feelings that, yes, we've experienced, but we also made mistakes too when we were young. So they're going to have to go through and make mistakes and learn on their own. And it's just really important to be open to that and never tell someone that the way they're feeling is wrong, because you have to be open-minded, non-judgmental when you're talking to people, because you don't know what they're going through. And that's the same thing with your children. We have this desire to protect them, and we want to control the situation. But it's so important, especially with domestic violence and children, unhealthy relationships. You know, it's the offender usually wants to exert power and control. So as a parent, you don't want to also be exerting that power and control. You want to give them the freedom to make their own decisions and explain to you what's going on and help them to healthy decision-making in a relationship.
Lieutenant Coles, one of the things when you're talking about what, as a parent or even a coworker, you know, this just transcends so much. All of a sudden you notice that, you know, somebody you're working with or your kids may have bruises or something that, you know, where'd you get that kind of thing? That's got to be a terrifying thing for someone to notice and then to try to figure out how to quiz the person in like Detective Merrill said, so you don't put them on the defensive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's two separate things. You know, as a coworker, you know, how do you talk to that person about
yeah.
that? Because, you know, most people think it's a private matter, and it is, but if you see your coworker with bruises or, you know, is becoming isolated or something like that, and you believe that they're in an abusive relationship, you know, pulling them aside and showing them support and talking to them is probably the most important thing you can do. But like Detective Merrill said, I think you have to listen, and you got to be ready for that rejection. But be persistent also, because most people don't want to tell you their story. I mean, it's embarrassing, you know, and they don't want people in their business. They can handle it themselves. But if you notice it, you know, pull them to the side. You know, you don't want to embarrass anybody. You don't want to talk about it in front of other people.
Absolutely.
But especially if you have that, if you have that either training experience personally, you know. So being vulnerable with that person and being transparent and saying, hey, I've been through this. This is something that I experienced. And, you know, I noticed that, you know, you have this bruise. So if you want to talk to me, I'm here for you. We can, you know, go have coffee at Starbucks, whatever the case may be. They might not be responsive initially, but knowing that they have someone that they can talk to, they might come to you later.
Yeah.
As for your kids, again, it's just being involved. You know, one of the things about my parents did when I was a kid was my mom used to always clean my room for me like once or twice a month. So
Must be nice.
I thought she, you know, I thought it was something nice. I would always come home to a clean room, but I know what she was doing. She was looking, you know, looking for, you know, signs, clues that have been going on with me, whether, you know, good or bad, that I wasn't talking about. So it was a very effective way of being involved in our lives without actually having to, you know, pull it out of us. Because if she noticed something, I would come home and be sitting on the kitchen table, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
She found it, you know. So, but, you know, being a parent is difficult, and being a child is difficult these days.
Yeah.
But communication, like Detective Merrill said, is key. You have to talk to your kids. If you see that they have a bruise, you have to talk to them about it. But again, you can't be forceful and you can't be judgmental and things of that nature, because again, it's about power and control. So if they're experiencing that power and control from somebody at school, and then you come home and you get it from the parents, it's like, what do I get away from this situation? You know,
yeah.
All this power and control, you know, so give them the power back.
And it's hard. Go ahead.
Not only that, but I think victims sometimes don't know they're victims either. Hmm. So, you know, open-ended questions are really important, and just letting them explain to you what's going on in their life and talking about, well, how do you think that this should look, or how do you think you should be feeling in this relationship, and let them draw their own conclusions, because a lot of times we don't know we're victims until it's too late.
Boy, and sometimes it's so hard because it's so hard to just pull back and wait and kind of wait, you know, and hope that, because someday, you know, they may come to you, but you want to just say, I can help you.
Yeah, but everybody wants to help.
But sometimes you do have to just let things play out.
Absolutely. It same way with law enforcement. You know, we want to come in, we want to help, we want to put a stop to it, and sometimes we just don't have that opportunity. Sometimes we're called and they just, you know, just want that presence because, you know, it may be too much at that point in time. So we have to learn that too. Like, you know, don't be mad, don't get upset, don't, you know, blow these, you know, whoever the victim is, don't blow them off, because one day they will call you and you'll get the whole story. You'll get the full cooperation throughout the process, because it is a long process. And that's hard to understand when you've never been through that. So that's what we teach nowadays.
Absolutely. I agree.
Boy, this is good stuff. Healthy relationships are focused this morning. City Police and Detective Tabitha Merrill, Lieutenant Rashawn Coles here. We need to take a quick break and continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back. It is now coming up on 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about relationships this morning, and a fantastic show. Detective Tabitha Merrill here, Lieutenant Rashawn Coles with City Police. Detective Merrill, I guess one of the things we should talk about is just the whole emotional and verbal abuse that goes on, because a lot of times, I mean, that can be that kind of bullying and that kind of thing, that's as bad or sometimes even worse than just physical abuse a person can experience.
Absolutely, and I think that's a good point, because that's where I think the abuse usually, it starts there. Because when you meet someone, they're not going to show that they're an abusive person right off the bat, because how are you going to attract someone that way, right? So it will start with little things like putting you down or calling you names, controlling you as far as, hey, I don't think you should wear that. That's a little too, you know, revealing. Or, just treating you like a bad person, making you feel guilty is a big one.
Yeah.
Making you feel guilty because you're spending too much time with your family or friend. And that's where it really starts, because cutting them off, isolating the person. And then once they isolate you, they've got you. That's when the physical abuse starts. So, you know, it's really important, as if we're talking about children, as parents, to look to see if they're starting to become isolated, or, you know, they're more sad, or you hear someone talking to them poorly. And, you know, you don't want to automatically start attacking the person, significant other, but you want to say, is that really the right way to talk to you? I mean, how does that make you feel when they talk to you that way? So they can realize in their own mind, hey, this isn't right. You know, I deserve more than this. So I think the non-physical abuse is huge, because that's where it starts.
Well, again, it goes back to, again, the whole modeling thing of in talking to kids and getting them ready for what they're gonna experience. And the other thing you often hear too is you hear parents or you hear others talk about how parents, when you notice maybe that your child is not treating others right or being a bully, to correct them, don't just let it go and figure they'll grow out of it.
Absolutely. And I think you, and it's hard for me not to think about my son, but I see that in preschool right now. His attitude changed completely when he started school. And I have to tell him, hey, honey, just because other people are doing it doesn't mean that it's okay for you to do it. And I think that that's so important to instill these, you know, these values and morals in your children and young adults. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And I think that that's super important, that you as a mother, father, wife, husband, to treat your spouse with respect because, and I can speak from personal experience, I grew up with a father that wasn't, that he was abusive to my mother. And I didn't know what that was until mm-hmm. I got older. I thought it was normal. And then I realized this isn't how it's supposed to be. But oftentimes the victim will stay with the abuser because, you know, because of the children, they think that they need a mom and dad or because they don't know any different. So it's really important to show someone what how they should be treated and just treat them with the utmost respect the way you would want to be treated.
Boy, that's so important. I mean, it's the fact that you realized it and recognized it at some point and then just keep living or just so many things at play here. But it's good. It's really good training, I think, I guess, for parents to know how to treat each other and then how to deal with kids and get them ready. This is sort of an area sometimes that we don't think about.
We don't as parents, and even myself, you really just have to think it starts with you. It starts with what's happening in the household, and you just teaching them, you know, the right thing to do and how they should be treated because, you know, we treat them like gold, like, you know, then they're going to want a significant other that treats them like gold and worships them and does the right things by them. So it's really important as parents because it starts with us. And even parents can educate themselves by going on, you know, the Empower House or our CASA website or some of the hotlines. Mm-hmm. If maybe you feel like your child is experiencing some sort of physical or non-physical abuse, go on there and get some tips because as parents, we think we know it all, but we really don't. I mean, I'm learning every day and I'm expecting my second. I'm sure I will hopefully do things better with him than I'm doing with my five-year-old, but it's constant. Education is so important in this topic.
We're talking just about dating safety tips and signs of unhealthy relationships this morning on News Talk 1230 WFEA. Lieutenant Rashawn Cole's here, Detective Tabitha Merrill from Fredericksburg City Police. And unfortunately, Lieutenant Cole's, one of the things, unfortunately, some of these, this develops as bad habits and bad situation for kids as they grow up, and it can keep going unless it's at some point nipped in the bud.
Absolutely.
A poor example and poor relationships, and then I feel like, well, that's how my dad treats my mom, and that's how you treat people, and it just can go on and on.
Absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, for boys, if they see it, they're going to model that behavior of their father or whoever that male figure was in their life, if it doesn't stop. And for females, if they see their mother, you know, continue to stay in an abusive relationship, whether it's psychological, emotional, physical, they're going to accept that once they start dating. So you have to break the cycle early. You know, you can't expect them to break the cycle on their own if you don't model the same behavior like Detective Merrill was saying. So it's important. It's a conscious thing as parents to make sure that you're doing the right thing because you can get caught up really quick in emotions, you know, just everyday life, you know, arguing, something as small as that, just arguing in front of your children is, you know, for a kid, that can be just horrifying, you know.
Yeah.
But then if you continue to see it, it becomes a norm, right? And you don't want that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a conscious effort to say, hey, we're not going to argue in front of the kids because, you know, that might lead to something else, and we don't want that.
Right.
Plus, as an adult, you know, if you can have a calm down, cooling phase when you argue later, then it could be a whole lot better. So like Detective Merrill saying, it's education. We don't have all the answers. As we're growing up, we're learning. So it's important to be conscious about everything that you do in a relationship to model that healthy relationship for your kids It's important for males and females.
Well, and I guess too, also for parents, sometimes just to say, you know, to say to your kids, I shouldn't have treated your mom that way. Or, you know, I talked, you know, shouldn't have done that.
Absolutely.
I was wrong.
Yeah. And that's the part of being vulnerable and being transparent with your kids. You know, you're not perfect. And kids see that.
Yeah.
You know, they see that and they're like, well, how are you going to tell me not to do that? But right. You do it. So being very transparent and vulnerable with your kids is important, because then they know that you are being honest with them. And you're not just, again, trying to be that control mechanism in their life. I do it all the time, you know, and subtle things are just key indicators that you're doing the right thing. I was in North Carolina this summer with my wife and my two girls, and they're older, they're adults, but I was holding my wife's purse, you know, walking through downtown Raleigh.
Yeah.
And they took a picture of it and they posted it all on their social media, like, this is the kind of man that I want. And, you know, it was subtle, and my wife showed it to me, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
That is.
That I had an effect, you know, a positive effect on their lives in that moment. So, but again, conscious efforts to just model good behavior is key.
Well, I guess too, as we talk about this and you think about it, of the important role that's just in law enforcement, of how you all can sometimes have a great effect on somebody. And I think of, you know, the people that are the SROs in schools, mm-hmm. Can model things or see things and even correct things. And all of us can have good. You don't even have to be a police officer. Any of us, especially when you're talking about kids who may be confused or in situations, to see something like that, or to see a family that's not always yelling at each other,
right.
Can be. So I mean, even if you've got kids over at your kids have their friends over, you can even have an impact there.
Oh, absolutely. It's important, you know. And I think it's important to have kids over. You know, everyone's so busy these days.
Yeah.
Most parents don't know who their kids' friends are.
That's true.
And we see it all the time when we're taking reports. Like, well, who's your daughter's friend? Well, I never met him. Like, what?
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, have kids over. And, yeah, again, as adults, you should model that behavior, because they probably don't see it at their house. They come over to your house and they see you and your significant other having a healthy relationship, and they go, hey, that's what I want. That's
right.
How it should
it's not
be.
Like that at my house.
Right, right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, we go back to get off your phone.
Yeah.
When, you know, it's horribly hard, because you want to keep looking. Have I missed any, you know, did somebody text me? You know, or especially if you hear your phone bing or something and you think,
right.
I need to go look at that. And sometimes I guess it's important to just sit there and give your kids, it's what a terrible example it sets if, you know, hey, let's sit down and talk. And so we deal this with you're talking to a, you know, just even somebody at work, and they're always looking at their phone and not talking to you. And
right.
It's like, put the phone away for a few minutes.
Right.
Can we talk? And with kids, it's even more important.
It's important. I mean, we can't stress it enough. Detective Merrill, she's a crisis negotiator.
Yes.
And she actually taught in my class. So I had to go through the class as a SWAT operator, but it's probably one of the best classes I've been to, because it teaches you how to listen. And one of the things is you can't have any distractions.
Yeah.
How can you listen if you're distracted by your phone or by the television or anything like that? So it is extremely important to disconnect from your phones, because they do – phones control everybody. You know, like you said, you get a bing, it's like a dog.
Right,
yes. Get a phone, you're like, what? You know, so your attention's immediately, diverted to your phone, so – to disconnect from the phones, put them in a different room, and
right.
Have that conversation. You may not want to have it, but you need to have it, especially when it comes to the kids. And you might think they're not listening, but they are.
Yeah.
They're originally going to come to you, and they're going to start talking to you. And it's just going to benefit you in the long run. And it's a long process. It could be a long process, so stick with it.
Well, and a lot of times I'll make sure I just put my phone in the back seat when I'm driving, just so I'm not looking at it, because it just gets – it's difficult when you're at a light and you think, well, I'm going to be here for another, you know, for 45 seconds or so, just to look at it and to not do that. And maybe you put it away, and you – especially when your kids are younger and they're coming home from school, and to talk to them about the day instead of talking to them about the day, and like you say, you know, just always looking over at your phone.
Right.
I agree. I think it's really important to just disconnect for a little while and speak with your family. And, you know, especially if a child's going through something difficult, they're going to know when you're listening or when you're not listening. And just repeating back to them, so, you know, this is what's going on. I just want to make sure I understand that that this is correct, so that they know that you're listening, really listening to what they have to say. It's so important.
We are talking healthy relationships this morning. Lieutenant Rashawn Coles, Detective Tabitha Merrill here on News Talk 1230 WFVA. As we talk about this, when in the serious situations, if, you know, because we talk about if you see bruises or, you know, if as a parent you start seeing some things that are really concerning, or you even see something on a phone, because I guess knowing kids' passwords is important if they've got a phone. If you see things that are really disturbing, I guess in that's where you know about either contacting authorities or contacting in Powerhouse or some agencies. But I guess sometimes you do have to be prepared to really ask the hard questions, or if you start fearing something, or you start seeing some things that can be destructive.
Absolutely. It goes back to what you and Detective Merrill were talking about earlier. You know, if the emotional abuse or psychological abuse will start first. And
yeah.
If you have a kid that's in field hockey or whatever sport, and then they just stop going, and you know, you have no idea why they stop, and you
say,
why'd you stop? And I just don't want to do it. And you know that's not your kid. You know, I think you take those red flags and you start looking a little bit further. And you start asking about the friends. You start asking about, you know, what's going on in school. Go to the school. Talk to the school resource. Talk to the counselors. And put the bug in their ear. Hey, this is what's going on at home. I need your help. Can you please look at what's going on at school and tell me who her friends are? You know, what's going on? Is she isolated at school? Is she, you know, is she even going? Or he? I said she. I'm sorry. Are they even going to school?
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes that stuff slips through the cracks.
Yep.
You never get the notification from the school. So it's just being present in your kids' lives. And if you have to call the authorities because they have bruising or worst case scenario, they're having suicidal ideations, call, because we can step in and be that, you know, neutral party, or more information can be gathered and we can start the process where things could happen, like protective orders or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And just to piggyback off of that, sometimes I know as a detective, young adults would rather speak to me than their parents.
Absolutely.
They're too embarrassed to tell mom and dad that they were victimized, or they're ashamed, or they're scared of their reaction. But to come to a neutral party and speak to law enforcement about what's going on, it's surprising, but sometimes they'd rather speak to law enforcement than their own parents. And that may be because something's going on at home and they don't think their parents are going to understand. So it's always important to give law enforcement as an option, or a school resource officer, because sometimes your kids will open up more to them or disclose more to them.
Yeah. Detective Tabitha Merrill here, Lieutenant Rashawn Coles. We're going to wrap this up when we come back. Good stuff this morning, and we will conclude on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lieutenant Rashawn Coles, Detective Tabitha Merrill here from City Police, as we talk about healthy relationships. As we get ready to wrap it up here, one of the things we talked about, getting to know your kids' friends, and Lieutenant Coles, that really gives you kind of an idea of who they're being influenced by. And sometimes you look at some of their friends and you think, wow, that's great. You know, I'm glad you guys have gotten together. Other times you just think, huh, we need to keep an eye on this.
Absolutely. And it goes back to just being involved, you know, knowing who the kids are, and not necessarily saying you're not going to hang out with that person, but, you know, just talking to them and going, hey, you know, this person is about this. or this is what I noticed, or whatever the case may be. And I found that, you know, with my children, you know, they would come back and go, hey, such and such did this today. And I'm like, really? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, where were you at? Well, I was in class. I heard about it. Okay. Well,
yeah.
And you know what, you know, we know what type of person that is. And I go, you know, you sometimes you can be guilty by association. So just be careful, you know, be careful, make wise decisions, and hang out with people that are on the same, you know, playing field as you, has the same goals, that's motivated by the same things. And let them make that decision. But it's important to know who those people are, because if you don't know who they are, you don't open up your home, you don't have them over, you never know who they are. And then something happens and you go, wow, I didn't know that about that kid. So be involved and let them come over as much as, you know, for me, I don't really like a whole lot of people over my house. But I, again, have to make a conscious effort
to do that,
to allow them to come over, spend a night. I want to get to know them just as well in an indirect way. So I could tell by their mannerisms, you know, then they say yes, sir, or no, ma'am. Or, you know, they're trying to control the night, then I know what kind of person they are.
But in Detective Merrill, the other thing, I guess, then for parents, when you talk about parents and relationships, it's important for parents, if your kids start dating or hanging around people a lot, to have them over. To have them over, do things with them, you know, just like Lieutenant Coles was saying, see how they treat your son or daughter.
Absolutely. It's very important to get to know your children's friends, because they're a huge influence on them. When, I mean, your child's probably at school longer than they're at home with you, so they're spending more time with people at school and their friends and their peers, and they're the influence during most of their day. So it's really important to invite them into your home and get to really know them. And, you know, I've seen cases where, you know, a child may do something because their friend told them to do it. They really pressured them into it. So it's really important to get to know them. And, you know, some, like we spoke about earlier, about just being a good influence on the other child as well, because they may not have that influence at home. So just being there for both your child and their friends as well.
And I guess when your kids become teenagers and they start dating, especially if you've got a daughter, that, you know, make the young man that's coming to, you know, court your daughter understand that, you know, we're her parents, we care about her. Absolutely. And we expect you to take care of her.
Absolutely. It's so important to even, you know, meet the boyfriend or the girlfriend and speak to them and let them know what your expectations are. And I think involving your child in that conversation is important too. So there's no secrets. It's all on the table and everyone knows what the expectations are.
It's so tough, because at that age, you know, they want to be independent, and it's like, no, oh, Dad, don't, you know, you're going to embarrass me. But you do need to sometimes get out of your comfort zone and get into those kind of things.
Yes, you have to show that you care, because if you don't show that you care, if something does go wrong in a relationship, then your child may feel like that they can't talk to you. So it's, you know, it may be, they may think it's overprotective at first, but in the long run, they'll realize that you're there to protect them.
And I guess as we talked about earlier, there are a number of agencies in this community that are great helps, whether you're a parent or whether you're even a victim to go to.
Absolutely. I always encourage you to contact 911 and speak to your local law enforcement if something serious is going on in your life or someone else's life. But we're lucky enough to have Empower House, who serve the Fredericksburg area, so Stafford, Spotsylvania, King George, and Caroline counties. We have Rappahannock Council Against Sexual Assault for any sexual assault victims. And then there's the National Domestic Violence Hotline and Sexual Assault Hotline as well. And all of those can be found at the keystroke or texting or getting online. So it's really important to know that those resources are out there for you, and someone's always, always willing to listen.
Well, thanks for what you guys do in the community. This has been great, great information, especially this time of year and this month. And it's humbling sometimes to think of things. And no matter where you're at, it's never too late to change. And you can do that. Lieutenant Rashawn Coles, Detective Tabitha Merrill with Fredericksburg City Police. Thank you so much. Hope to do this again soon sometime.
Thank you
for listening, and we'll see you next time on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.